Joining me now is Scott Appleby, professor of history and director of the Kushwa Center for the Study of American Catholicism at the University of Notre Dame. He spoke to the bishops' conference yesterday about the need to get more parishioners involved in running the church. Good morning.
Good morning.
Why is it important for the church to increase participation of the laity?
The root of this scandal, I think, is the alienation of the laity from the hierarchy. That has led the hierarchy, in some cases, to make decisions on its own that affect the laity, and in this case have unfortunately victimized some of the laity, without consulting anyone but themselves, and sometimes not even consulting themselves. So the laity has to be brought into a cooperative relationship with the bishops, not in governing the church in terms of faith and morals, but in terms of administrative decisions, financial and legal ramifications of this scandal. And that really was the call of the Second Vatican Council 40 years ago that's really not been perfectly fulfilled.
Explain how that might have made a difference in the sex scandals.
Well, at the heart of the scandal, beyond the terrible sin and crime of the sexual abuse of minors and children, is the reshuffling of priests from parish to parish who were guilty of the abuse. And the bishops did this, some bishops did it, without consulting one another. And had there been consultative structures in place and some sense of shared accountability and transparency, in other words, if laity were aware of decisions bishops made, if there were regular consultation on all kinds of matters, financial, legal, and personnel matters, it would have been less likely that such a thing would have happened. Also, another part of the scandal is the payment of huge sums of money to victims that was often done in kind of a closed and secretive manner, and that's rerouting resources that parishioners have given to the church to feed the hungry and to take care of the poor, and completely irresponsible. So there just weren't structures that really had teeth to them in which the bishops and other officials of the church were accountable to anybody but themselves.
Why has the church been reluctant to involve the laity more?
That's a good question that's really at the heart of this problem. The operative assumption, I think, deep down on the part of some bishops is that we're ultimately responsible for this institution. We've given up marriage, and we've lived a life of celibacy, and we have really gone the extra mile, and so the responsibility rests with us. And there's some truth to that, certainly, but when it becomes a closed circle, and it leads itself to the assumption that we are the church alone, then all kinds of problems follow.
Any chance that bishops who did not remove priests in the past will step down?
That is a question that I think will be discussed today in Dallas and may have been discussed last night in closed session. There is, I think, sentiment on the part of some bishops, I don't know how outspoken that sentiment is, that it's necessary for some of the bishops who have repeatedly and belatedly, that is, even into the 1990s, reshuffled abusive priests, to be disciplined in one way or another, perhaps be censured or step down. But whether that happens or not is an open question.
Sounds like healing is some time off yet.
It's going to take a long time, and no one thinks that everything's going to be solved in Dallas. But I believe they've gotten off to a good start and headed in the right direction. Bishop Gregory gave, I think, a very moving and sincere speech, apologizing several times, taking responsibility, and recognizing that the leaders of the church had failed the church. And that's the beginning of healing. And, of course, there was testimony from four victims of sexual abuse at the meeting yesterday that was also very powerful. And I was there, and I was struck and quite impressed with the church, which we needed, I have to say, after the last number of months, that the church has been able and is starting to be able to heal in the sense of listening to this testimony, repenting for the sin that many people in the church have committed, and beginning to move forward. But it'll take a long time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Scott Appleby is a professor of history and director of the Kushwa Center for the Study of American Catholicism at the University of Notre Dame.